Now that the first quarter of the year is behind us, I wanted to provide a bit of a recap and talk about some of the challenges and opportunities in today's market. So in the first quarter, we acquired one single property, which is Aspire Apartments in San Antonio. This was a 335-unit multifamily acquisition that we acquired from a distressed seller, which had a lot of unique features, one being we pulled off a partial property tax exemption via a nonprofit partnership down in San Antonio. This was a very great opportunity where we were able to come in and bring fresh capital to the deal, so do a bit of a value add, but also preserve affordable housing in exchange for a 50% property tax exemption. This creates an amazing opportunity for our investors, and we're super excited about seeing through this business plan and hoping for a great exit in the future. The other great thing that happened for us on the Aspire acquisition is that we were able to actually lock in our 5-year fixed rate loan at below our pro forma. So when we put the deal under contract, we expected, or we underwrote, a 6% interest rate in our model, and we pursued a 5-year Freddie Mac fixed rate loan. So that means that when we do lock that loan, it would be locked for 5 years' time, which is great because it means we don't have interest rate risk for our projected 5-year hold period. However, the problem is, as I've talked about before, is when you plan to buy a deal, you don't just close on it the next day. It's usually a 2 to 3 month process to actually go through the contract, the due diligence, raising the capital, lining up the debt, and closing. And during all that time, there can be volatility in the interest rate market, especially in today's times. Over the last year and a half or so, interest rates have been tremendously volatile as the 5-year, 7-year, 10-year treasury yields have just been going, honestly, trading in almost 100 basis point range. And these are really big moves that are very hard to deal with if you're expecting one thing, but then by the time you get to closing, you get another. However, on Aspire, the deal we closed in Q1 of this year, we, like I said, underwrote a 6% rate, but we were able to lock in the 5-year fixed rate at 5.72%. That is a huge win for our investors, and it was an unexpected win as well. It helps that we were conservative in our estimates. At the time of putting the deal under contract, rates were probably about 5.75%, but we underwrote a 6% rate to give ourselves some cushion. So when the rate ended up coming in at 5.72, that was a big win, and we took advantage of it, and we opportunistically locked when treasuries dipped about 2 weeks or so prior to closing. So it was a good thing that we were in shape, meaning we were on target with our due diligence, and we had enough progress made there with the lender that we were able to actually do a forward rate lock with the lender, essentially. Because usually on a fixed rate loan, you may only lock the rate a day or two before closing, right? So all the way up until that day or two before closing, you are exposed to interest rates, and so you have that risk. One way to avoid this interest rate risk or the volatility of treasuries prior to closing, right, from the time that you lock up a deal and close on it, is you could just float. If you use a floating rate loan, floating rates don't change on a daily basis like fixed rates do, so you actually don't have that volatility. So that's one way to avoid this risk, which is nice. It's really nice for a sponsor because a sponsor like us is the one taking a big gamble on fixed rates, because if, let's say, the rate ran on us instead of going down and being a good thing, let's say they ran up and ended up being 6.5%, then we'd have had to go back to the seller and ask for a price reduction. And if we were unsuccessful in that, we probably would have ended up terminating the contract and refunding our investors their money back, because we wouldn't be willing to close on a deal on those terms, right? The deal would have no longer been an attractive opportunity for our investors. So rather than close on it and compromise the opportunity for our investors, it's better to just terminate the deal, send the money back to investors. And unfortunately, at that point, we would have to effectively pay a breakup fee to the seller and to the lender by way of foregoing our earnest money deposit and basically paying out our risk capital or our pursuit costs. And that's borne by the sponsor. So investors aren't harmed in that situation, aside from the fact that they wanted to invest in the deal and then it didn't end up happening. But we, as the sponsor, take that risk and pay that price, which we're not complaining about it. That's the name of the game, right? As a sponsor, you win when you can do well, and you can do well for your investors, but also sometimes you need to take the loss on behalf of your investors to protect their long-term outlook. Speaking of looking out for investors, As I mentioned, Aspire is the only deal that we closed in the first quarter of this year. And that's, I'd say, a fairly slow quarter for us. There's just not a lot going on in the market, and there's not a lot going on for us. And I think it's important that we are patient and we don't force things, because the worst thing that we could do is, even though there's not many good deals in the market, we could force it and buy the wrong deal and put our investors in jeopardy. And that is short-term thinking, because yes, we always are motivated to do deals. We're deal makers and we get paid to do deals, but that's short-term thinking. If we just look to do deals to collect fees today, but then the deal doesn't end up being a good deal tomorrow, 3 years or 5 years down the road, then we're going to pay for that in a much bigger way by way of our trust with our investors and our reputation in the market. So we're very comfortable being patient, not being forced to do a deal, and we're going to wait and selectively do the best opportunities that we find in the market. So I think that's something really important that we're seeing in the market. And you never know, opportunities could come up later this year if prices adjust or interest rates adjust and the market becomes more dynamic, where we actually find a lot of good deals to do, right? So it's not like you just steady do a deal every couple months or every month or something like that. There's going to be periods of busyness, periods of not busyness. And I think that's actually the best way to get good deals done.